Let's take a moment now to pay respects to the Queen of Soul. Aretha Franklin died today at 76. She had a type of pancreatic cancer. In her lifetime, she sold more than 75 million records and took soul to a whole new level. NPR's Ted Robbins has this remembrance.
No one's life can be condensed to one word, but Aretha Franklin, she came close when she sang this.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take out T-C-T.
Respect. The song was written by the great Otis Redding. In his version, a man is pleading, offering his woman anything she wants in exchange for her respect.
Hey, little girl.
Aretha Franklin flipped the perspective.
Ooh, your kisses, ooh, sweeter than honey. Ooh, and guess what? So is my money. Ooh.
She was 25 years old when Respect went to the top of the charts in 1967. She told NPR in 2004 that she'd been singing in church since she was a small child.
Someone found a footstool in the office and put it there on stage for me to stand on to sing because they didn't feel that I would be seen. I was so small.
She was 14 when she recorded this. Aretha Franklin was born in Memphis. She grew up in Detroit, where her father was the famous preacher C.L. Franklin. She told PBS American Masters that her father would coach her.
He would give me different records to listen to and to see if I could emulate them on the piano, different vocalists to listen to.
Gospel vocalists. But Aretha listened to popular music, too, and met rhythm and blues artists as she toured with her father.
People like Fats Domino and Bobby Bland and many other artists that would be staying in the same hotel that we would be staying in.
And there was her Detroit neighborhood. It was filled with future Motown stars like Diana Ross, the Four Tops, and Smokey Robinson.
I've known Aretha since I was probably 8 years old. She grew up right around the corner from me.
When Aretha was 18, she confided to her father that she longed to cross over from gospel to secular music. If that's what she wanted, he would help her. They made a demo, which led to a contract with Columbia Records. In 1961, the bluesy Won't Be Long reached the Billboard Hot 100.
Yes, it did. I'll be back, baby. Baby, bye and bye.
Then she moved to Atlantic Records. That's where she became the Queen of Soul. Just listen to some of the classics she released between the late 1960s and the mid-70s. Aretha Franklin grew up in the civil rights era, and she was deeply involved in the movement. Her father was a close friend of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
My dad brought him to Detroit and introduced him to the city of Detroit through the New Bethel Baptist Church.
The late comedian and activist Dick Gregory told PBS the Franklins helped fund the movement.
If Martin needed money, he could make one phone call to Reverend Franklin, and that money was there. Also, Reverend Franklin could deliver his daughter over whatever record executives or managers would say.
Aretha Franklin's songs helped the nation through the assassination of Dr. King, and they helped American soldiers in Vietnam.
On occasion, I hear that some of them helped them get through the service, the war, and I'm delighted by that.
Franklin continued recording and had hits into the 1990s.
Baby girl, you're
She performed with the Rolling Stones, and when tenor Luciano Pavarotti became ill, she filled in for him, singing Puccini at the 1998 Grammy Awards. As successful as she was, Aretha Franklin had a turbulent personal life. Her mother died before she was 10. Her father was shot in an attempted robbery and lingered in a coma for 5 years before he died. She had two children before age 17, and two more later during two marriages, which ended in divorce. Franklin continued performing, but she rarely toured because of a fear of flying. Still, in 2009, she sang for the inauguration of President Barack Obama. Aretha Franklin received just about every award a singer can get, from 18 Grammys to the Presidential Medal of Freedom to being the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She performed until she couldn't anymore, because, as she once said, being the Queen of Soul was second nature to her. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Reporter Allison Keyes contributed to that story.